What you're about to hear is the scariest thing I'd ever experienced. My sister and her husband were going away to Hawaii for a week. So since I'm the second oldest, she asked me to watch my 2-year-old nephew Sean for the duration. 2 was a tricky age for me because Sean was still in diapers at the time, and changing diapers was the last thing I'd ever want to be doing. Still, family is family, and I had to return a favor to them anyway. I was sleeping in the guest bedroom upstairs for the duration, and by the third day, I had everything down to a rhythm. Wake up, feed him, do my work in the living room while supervising him as he played, feeding him again, then putting him to bed. My sister has a high-tech baby monitor that connects to a touchscreen tablet. It records sound and video from above Sean's crib and feeds it to the tablet. I would keep that by my side while he slept, no matter where I was, the living room, the bedroom, anywhere. Midday most of the time he'd get sleepy and I'd bring him to his crib to take a nap. By like the fourth day, Sean was taking a nap, so I was in the backyard sitting at my sister's outdoor bar on my laptop. I had the baby monitor placed on the bar, so I was able to easily hear Sean start to laugh at something. I checked the tablet, and I saw him standing in his crib, so I guessed it was time to take him out. I went up to his room and grabbed him to bring him outside in the yard with me, where he drove around in his little electric toy car. For basically the rest of the day, I just watched Sean play with his toys while I would either be doing work on my laptop or just watching something on TV. Shortly after dinner time, I changed him one last time and put him into his crib. An hour or so passed, and there really wasn't much else for me to do. I wasn't interested in anything playing on TV, so I went upstairs to the guest bedroom to put an end to the night. Laying in bed in the dark, the room suddenly lit up from the tablet on the bedside table. I heard Sean laughing again. The tablet would light up if any significant amount of motion or sound was detected. I was comfortable in my position. I didn't really want to move. But when the screen suddenly went dark, yet I could still hear Sean's laughs, I got confused. I picked up the tablet, and all I saw was black. Yet, in a way, it seemed as though the screen was still on. I heard Sean say the word yeah as he continued laughing. Something wasn't right. I set the tablet down and began walking to Sean's room, calling his name as I was on my way. I got to his room, and he was standing in his crib. I asked him why he was awake and who he was talking to. He then tried reaching for something atop the crib, but his short arms couldn't reach it. It seemed he was going for the camera for the baby monitor. So I pointed at it and said, "Camera?" And he replied, "Yeah." I picked him up to give him a little lift to see what he was trying to do with the camera. And as I lifted him, he used his little thumb to cover the camera lens. My heart sank as I put the pieces together. The reason the tablet went dark was because it was being covered by someone, but I knew it wasn't Sean based on the fact that he couldn't reach it. "Sean, is someone in here?" I asked him, and in response, he pointed to the closet. I picked him up and ran outside to the neighbor's house, pounding on the door, screaming for help. An elderly woman answered, and she let me call the police with her phone. She was already clearly close with Sean, and because of that, she seemed a lot more comforting. Police showed up and said when they checked the upstairs closet, it was open, but no one was inside. The fact that it was open alone says everything. Someone was in Sean's closet that night. They must have made an escape when I took Sean and ran. The officers told me to stay at someone else's place for the night, and the elderly woman next door allowed us to sleep there. The next few nights after that, I watched Sean at my apartment. My sister and her husband cut the trip short, of course, after hearing the news. I was a 10-year-old diabetic who lived on the second-story floor. My parents lived on the first floor. That night, my dad was watching a scary movie about aliens. The aliens took over the world and were controlling people with their minds. I was unable to sleep in the room that I shared with my sister that night, so instead I slept on the first story floor with my parents. At that time, my parents were using a baby monitor to make sure I didn't need any help in the middle of the night to take care of my diabetes. Late that night, as my parents and I fell asleep, I heard my mother's voice over the baby monitor. She said, "Amanda, honey, come give me a kiss. I'm going to work." In a confused daze, I looked outside to see it was pitch black. "That's weird," I go to myself. "Isn't it too late for my mom to be going to work?" I rub the sleep out of my eyes as I make my way upstairs. The door to my sister's room cracks open, but my mom isn't in there. My sister is sound asleep on her bed, and the curtain just drifts open. I look around for my mom, but still can't find her. I make my way fast down the stairs and back into my parents' room, where my mom sat up and went, "What are you doing up?" I said, "Didn't you just ask me to come upstairs to give you a kiss goodbye?" She looks at me funny. "No, why would I say that?" she said. I looked at the baby monitor and said, "You didn't hear that?" She looked at me funny and says, "Go back to sleep." I lay on the floor shaking, thinking about what just happened. In my teens and early 20s, I would babysit as my side hustle. I was always really good with toddlers and babies, and usually the parents of the really young ones would pay more. There was this one pair of kids named Lucas and Adriana. Lucas was 2 and Adriana was 7, though Adriana doesn't have much to do with this story, I'll just say that right now. Lucas didn't really speak much, though I was told he had only just turned 2 a few weeks ago at the time. After a long and stressful day of watching the kids, they went to sleep. I would be spending the night at this couple's house watching their kids while they were out in some beach town with friends or something. When the kids finally went to sleep, I had some peace and quiet and time to unwind, as watching the 2 of them was a lot. I lay in the living room watching a movie. The couple actually still had a baby monitor for Lucas's room, and they asked me to keep that in earshot when he went to sleep. I left it on the coffee table in the living room. Eventually, I ended up on a FaceTime call with my friend, and that ate away so much time that by the end of it, it was past 12. I went to sleep after that. Actually, I fell asleep pretty easily. The next thing I remember was the dream. The freaky, disturbing, messed up dream. Everyone knows dreams can be weird and grainy, so I can't describe verbatim what happened in this dream. But the best I can remember, I somehow had lost the baby monitor and Lucas was missing. After searching through this weird dream version of the couple's house, I found the baby monitor under the bed. And on the screen was Lucas's dead body. And upon seeing that, a deep voice kept saying, "This was your fault." I must have heard it like 3 times before I suddenly woke up. After realizing it was just a dream, I remembered the baby monitor. I left it on the coffee table downstairs. But before going down to get it, I figured I'd check Lucas's room first since it was closer anyway. And I saw he was fast asleep. After that, I went downstairs to get the device and went back up to the room I was staying in. I went back to sleep, but once again, I woke up some time later. But this time, I woke up to the little monitor device beeping and the red light flashing. I picked it up, and on the screen was Lucas standing up looking directly into the camera. Not smiling or laughing, just looking dead set into the camera, his eyes glowing in the night vision. The way he was looking freaked me out. It was a cause for concern, so I rushed over to his room. But when I got to his room, he was fast asleep, laying on his back. I said his name a few times and lightly shook him, but he didn't wake up. I looked around the room, scared, feeling like there was another presence in there with us. I checked the closet and looked under the crib. No one. I went back to the other bedroom and looked at the monitor again. It showed Lucas laying flat in his crib. I turned it off for the night, but I didn't sleep as easily after that. To this day, I still don't understand that dream I had, or if it was some kind of warning, and I don't know what exactly I was seeing on that baby monitor screen. I just don't know what to believe was actually real.